from the Beasley Broadcast Building, serving the most beautiful people in the South. You, the resident of Tampa Bay, Florida. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
It is a good day to have a great day. JR, Lana, Kevin here. You know, Kevin throws out the first pitch tomorrow, Lana.
I know, I'm so excited.
At Jesuit High School, we do have a time. 6:50 will be the first pitch. I have to send a bio in about Kevin.
Ooh, can I write it?
So No.
So the PA announcer can introduce him properly.
Oh, God.
So Kevin will not see the intro, but yes, you and I can collaborate on it. Absolutely.
I think we should, yeah.
But it'll be fun. Are you nervous at all? Kevin, we practiced a little bit yesterday.
I was fine until I just heard this intro thing.
What's going on here? You sound so different.
I know. I think we're listening in a different feed. That's going. There we go. Now it's better.
How about now?
Now it's better.
Man, you sound a lot better.
Yeah, it's just like it's something's going on.
All right. So you did great yesterday, by the way, in our little practice.
Yeah.
Out here. I thought you did awesome.
A couple of them were terrible, but we'll
don't
see.
Be so hard on yourself.
We'll see.
You got to start somewhere.
I think you're going to do great.
Yeah, we're excited about it.
I mean, you played baseball, didn't you?
I did until I was 13, 14 years old.
Hey, buddy.
Ooh, so it's been a hot minute.
I'll tell you what, looks like a live arm out there. Really had some juice in it. So I'm
excited.
Yeah,
I was throwing about 50.
Wow, man.
Maybe.
Touching 50. Anyway, so that's going to happen tomorrow. So we'll be talking more about it. But he looked good.
Yes.
And, oh, by the way, last night, played my softball league. Hilarious story for you. Very uncomfortable situation.
Oh, boy.
6:55, I will tell you about it. But we also have to talk about Lana drama. That's at 6:35. Lana, I've already known, and I say this every week, and I think people think I exaggerate, but Kevin and I know already, two things that have happened to you this week, so I'm going, what's happening today? What else do you got?
Well, it's a weekend of drama.
I was with you for some of the weekends, so...
I have Lana drama Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, yeah, 4 days of drama I'm going to compile in one Lana drama. All last weekend.
Oh, my. I think we just need to...
How do you
lock her in her house and say, hey, just take a weekend off. You're going to stretch yourself out.
Something happened to me Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
My goodness.
How do you walk out of the door every morning?
Because she is a stud. And I will tell you that because we always say this, Kevin. She is so resilient when it comes to this. I don't know how you live your life like that. I would be a wreck. But sometimes Lana shows up with a smile on her face and knows how to laugh at things. And I got to give you props for that. And I'm not just blowing smoke.
Well, what am I going to do?
I hear
you. Be miserable?
I hear
you. A lot of people would be.
Yes,
I know
would.
I would be.
Yes, they would. But she's rolling with it. That's why we love her.
Well, you got to just, take life with the punches and just, roll with it, I guess.
Take the life.
Life with the punches. Take the punches.
Yeah, it's fun. Yep.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's my life.
Yesterday you said, you can't just stop on. No, what you said, you can't just do it at the drop of a dime. Like that, instead of stop on a dime or a drop of the hat. But anyway,
I like to combine a lot of things.
It's really good. It's your own. You make it your own, Lana. But that's way off topic. Let's talk about Tim McGraw tickets, all right?
Ooh, yes, let's.
I found another gym online for a real car available here in the Tampa Bay area. You will find out how much it is, and you'll try to guess how much it is, because we're playing a little game called Or Best Offer for 7,500 OBO. Obviously, Tim McGraw's new song. That's at 8:25. We will play.
Yeah, and don't forget, when you win tickets this week to Tim McGraw, you also qualify for the VIP Tim McGraw experience. Well, you'll get premium seats. You kind of get to go back to this little area where you get some really cool Tim McGraw stuff, and you get to
try
listen
on
to
his
music.
Jeans.
Yeah, VIP check-in and all that kind of stuff. So you're going to be hooked up for the show.
All right, so get ready for that at 8:25. A chance at $500 coming up at 8 o'clock right now. I want to know, what in the world are you doing up right now? Hit us up. We'll get you on the air. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Luke Bryan, down to 1. QYK. We are asking you, what in the world are you doing up right now? It's 99.5 QIK, Kathy in Sarasota. What are you up to?
I am going to beach volleyball practice.
This early?
Yeah.
Beach volleyball practice. Wow.
Yeah.
What, do you play on some super, important league or something?
I'm going to play in college.
Hey!
Nice.
Where are you going to play college at?
Georgia State.
Wow.
Nice. Very cool.
Now, when you go there, will it be a beach or an indoor team?
It's going to be a beach team, so
that's
I'm so
cool.
excited.
That's super cool. You get to do the beach thing. I didn't know they offered that at all the colleges, but that is awesome. I love that.
I know, right? Yeah, I'm super excited. So now, you know, just got to get up at 6 a.m. every morning. No biggie.
This is exciting stuff. I mean, I'm really pumped for you right
they
now.
They didn't have beach volleyball in Minnesota.
Are you kidding me, Lana, with all the great beaches up there? So what's Georgia State's mascot?
We're the Panthers.
Go Panthers!
Let's go Panthers! Woo! Beach volleyball!
Hey, get it done, Kathy. Have fun. I play on a beach volleyball league on Thursday, and we were absolutely horrible. So hopefully I can get some tips or something like that from you at some point.
You should come out sometime.
All right, sounds good. I appreciate you calling. You have a great day. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
Bye. All right, Xavier, what in the world are you doing up right now?
I'm at work right now. I'm truck driving.
Okay. What's the route today?
Heading to Vero Beach from Brooksville.
All right.
What you delivering?
Just concrete powder for concrete plant.
You gotta need that concrete.
Oh, yeah.
Need the concrete.
Yeah.
It's a hard gig. Get it? Concrete? All right, Xavier. Well, listen, man, we appreciate you having us on. Rock us all the way down there, and you have a great day, okay?
Yes, sir. You too.
Thank you, brother. Be safe. All right, coming up next, we're going to play Secret Celebrity. BK from Florida Georgia Line going to be at the Dallas Bowl on the 13th. We'll get you in next. Shania Twain right there. Lana's pick, Any Man of Mine. And the reason she picked that song is 27 years ago, that song came out. And it was this is the anniversary of Any Man of Mine. So,
27 years ago. Doesn't that make you feel old?
Yes. But Shania Twain still looks great.
Yes, she does.
Very nice.
27 years. Happy anniversary, Any Man of Mine.
There you go. All right. That is not your secret celebrity.
It's not.
This is.
I can remember being in a cotton field with everybody's trucks around a bonfire and everybody sort of playing guitars and singing Hank Williams songs or turning the radio up, listening to George Strait or Journey or something like that wide open. And those are great coming of age memories that I have as a teenager driving and listening to music.
Had to be out there where the green grass grows, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
I think he was actually down on the farm instead.
Really?
Yeah.
Something like that, I think. Yeah. I wish he was my best friend.
That was really good, by the way. Something like that. That was really, really good. That was very smooth on your part, Lana. I like that. But the guy was always a mess when he showed up with barbecue stain on his t-shirt. I mean, it was like, dude, get it together.
I know. Well, there was a Southern girl there.
I remember that.
When that happened. It was a little strange.
It was a picture that I saw, but I do remember that.
I liked it. I love that.
Oh
my goodness.
Lana's on fire today.
By the way, if you can figure out who our secret celebrity is, you're going to see BK from FGL at the Dallas Bowl on the 13th of May.
I think we've said enough. 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. Who's our secret celebrity? We got Rebecca and Largo playing Secret Celebrity with us. Rebecca, we put out a lot of clues for you, but who is our secret celebrity?
I can remember being in a cotton field with everybody's trucks around a bonfire and everybody sort of playing guitars and singing Hank Williams songs or turning the radio up, listening to George Strait or Journey or something like that wide open. And those are great coming of age memories that I have as a teenager driving and listening to music.
That is Tim McGraw.
Yes, it is Tim McGraw. Ooh. Way to go. Yeah, we are going to give you tickets to the Dallas Bowl to see Brian Kelly of Florida Georgia Line on the 13th.
Awesome. Thank you.
You got it. Hang on for me, all right?
Yes, sir.
You think you got drama? Wait till you hear Lana's drama. It's Lana Drama on 99.5 QIK. Lana, what's your drama?
All right, so this is a weekend of drama. Let's start with Thursday. I'm on my way to Raymond James Stadium because JR and I are going to go have a sit down with Kenny. I start driving. I'm at the corner of 41 and Big Bend where there's a ton of construction. And the car in front of me kicks up a rock,
ping,
hits my windshield, and crack, huge crack right down my windshield.
Okay.
I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
I will say she told me this right when she pulled up. She goes, look at this. And it was started to spider about a foot. Like and when I say spider, started going up the windshield.
Yeah, and since then, it's just growing and growing and growing. So now I have a huge crack on my windshield. So Friday, I get home from work and I just want to get everything ready for Kenny Chesney. I want to be ready for the show. I wasn't planning on going out and doing anything. So I bought this dress off Amazon, which was $18 that I was going to wear to Kenny. I was like, perfect. You know, I don't spend a lot of money on an outfit. well, when I went to go try it on and get my outfit all ready for Saturday, I'm like, yeah, I can't really rock this dress in my 50s anymore. I could have done it in my 30s, but let's just say there was too many ripples because it's like a tight-fitting dress. I'm like, I got to go get some Spanx or something.
You're showing some skin type of thing?
That's skin. Well, you said it was tight.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Because I'm fat, JR.
Shut up. Stop it right now. Get out of here. Go.
Fatter. So I'm like, I got to go get some Spanx or something to wear underneath this dress so I can wear this thing. So I run to International Mall, which is about a 45-minute drive for me. I go to International Mall to go to the Spanx store because that's where it is. Well, I walk into the mall and it's closed. She decided to close all of her stores. I'm like, well, this is news to me. I didn't know.
All Spanx stores?
All Spanx stores. You could only buy stuff online. I'm like, in the time of 2 years after COVID, when everybody's gained weight, you decide now to close your stores? I'm like, that is like a dumb marketing idea. Whatever. So I need it now because I got to wear this dress tomorrow. So I got to run to Dillard's. They sell Spanx at like Dillard's and stuff like that. So I go there. And there's one thing that I can possibly wear underneath this dress. One thing on the rack because supply shortage, whatever. I spent $120 on undergarments to wear under a dress I bought for $18 on Amazon.
Wow.
So then I go home and I put it all on and I ended up not wearing any of it on Saturday. Say,
I didn't see you in a dress Saturday.
So I spent $140 on stuff I never even ended up wearing on Saturday. So that was my Friday. That was enough. Saturday, I was very lucky that I got to go and talk to some of the bands before the show.
Yes, you did.
And we were in a room waiting for Old Dominion. Well, they had a bunch of beers and stuff for us, so I grabbed a Corona and I opened up the bottle with the bottle opener they had set out there. When I looked at it, I opened it up and the whole top of the bottle busted off, the glass busted off and it fell. I was like, oh my gosh. I'm like, holy cow, this is not good. So I took the bottle and I put it in the garbage. Well, as I was getting a new beer, here walks in Old Dominion right when this is happening to me. And Matt sees me because I'm kind of standing right there and he's like, Lana. And I go to reach out to hug Matt from Old Dominion and I got blood running down my hand. And I look at Matt, I go, oh my gosh, don't hug me. I got blood on me. He's like, oh my gosh, are you okay? Get a napkin. Are you all right? He's like trying to help me. I'm
not
like,
not that it matters, but there's like extreme COVID protocols when you're backstage.
Yeah.
And now Lana's bleeding on
now
people.
I got a bloody hand on it everywhere. And I'm like, oh, this is great. So I'm got to run and go get a cloth or something, whatever. So I have to run to the bathroom. And I'm like, I'm going back in to say hi to Old Dominion because they were literally in there for like 5 minutes. So that happened to me on Saturday at the concert. Sunday, I wake up. Paul and I were going to go to brunch on Sunday, and that's when I walked out into the car, and my tire was flat because I drove over another nail, and I obviously had to take off work on Monday and get that fixed. When Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I had something going on. I mean, that's a lot of drama.
Yeah.
For a weekend. So that's now it costs me $368 to get my tire fixed on Monday. And now I got to bring my car back to Tesla in a couple of weeks. I got to take another day off work and it's going to cost me $896 to get my windshield fixed.
I know you're going to say, Kevin, that's a whole other deal. We're going to talk about the pricing of that. I mean, you're starting to learn that this Tesla, although cool, very expensive to keep up.
It is very expensive.
I don't know if you should have bought a Tesla. And I know you enjoy it, but the way things go wrong for you... Maybe you should have bought a bumper car or something like that. Something that's going to just be kind of... or a tank or something.
I had my Jeep for 10 years. I never once drove over a nail.
Yeah, but Lana, it was in the shop every week.
It truly was.
Right here at Tires Choice. When you know the mechanic by name...
That's a problem.
And all you have to have is a 30-second conversation with him, you go... Yeah, bring it in again. Like that.
Well, Justin and I have Tesla down in Sarasota are getting real pretty tight.
Oh, my gosh, Lana.
Boy, geez.
So there's my drama. So you think you got drama? Yeah, that's what happened to me this weekend.
I will say at the concert, a lot of people showed up and said, I feel Lana, man. I have that kind of drama in my life all the time. So you're not alone.
I know.
I don't know how you do it. Unbelievable. Well,
a bloody hand when I'm walking up to see Old Dominion. I'm like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah, they won't be coming back again.
These guys always remember me for something.
Yeah, I know. You guys think it's because Lana's like super popular and everybody knows her. No, it's because she's bleeding on people for crying out loud.
Bleeding on Old Dominion.
Oh, we're going to Tampa? Yeah, the bleeder's there. Watch out. All right.
Thank you for letting me vent.
Well, thank you for being here. Glad you're safe and glad you got your tire fixed. That's first thing.
And then I'm broke after $120 on Spanx and tires and windshields.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Hey, Just a lot. Can I get some Spanx on a tire? Thank you. All right. Very nice. Coming up next, a very uncomfortable situation at my softball game. Ooh. Weird things happen in Newport Richey on Tuesday nights, and I will tell you about it next on 99.5 QYK. Oh, yes. Tuesday night. Softball. Very serious. By the way, Jeff the Drunk, if you're listening, I was not the weak link last night. Had a couple hits. Yeah, we win. Anyway, that's what the story's about. 99.5 QYK. All right, so I want to tell you about a very uncomfortable situation. So I always take Petey with me. Mm-hmm. My friend who's on the team, he brings his white lab named Monty, and they hang out. And Joel and his wife, they bring their, who's on the team, bring their dog named Austin.
Oh.
Well, last week, Joel told me, I go, where's your wife? And she goes, she's at home. We got a new puppy. Oh. I said, that's cool. What kind of puppy? We're talking about it. That's cool. Well, she'll have to bring him sometime because Petey misses Austin or whatever. Well, this week, I see her last night. Another guy on the team named Ryan is right there. And I said, hey, I heard you got a new one at home. Awesome. That's so great. And Ryan, and she goes, yeah, we do. Like, we're super excited. And Ryan goes, how far along are you?
Oh, no.
And I look at Ryan, I go, no. Talking about a dog. And she's like, he goes, and she looks at him like, what are you talking about? How far along?
Oh, no.
And I go, this is not good. And I go, Ryan, I'm going to exit the dugout now. Good luck with this. And I am dying laughing. I'm going, oh my gosh. No. Thank gosh, she's super cool. And she was like laughing about it too. But I was like, that is so uncomfortable because we've all been in a situation where maybe we've seen that, thought that.
Oh, yeah.
Never, ever, 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 ever take a guess at that in your entire life. No. But he interpreted a new one at home as, oh, how far along are you? Because we know Joel doesn't have kids right now. So I was like I was embarrassed. And so I literally walked out of there. I went, oh my gosh, I don't know how he's going to get out of this. Thank God she was cool. But like, it was so uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, that is always an uncomfortable situation.
Now, you being a dog lover, you would have been like, oh yeah, what kind of dog it is? You would have caught it right away.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ryan went down there. And then Ryan tried to save himself and said, yeah, well, me and my wife, we just found out that we're having a kid. And I looked at Ryan and I go, are you for real? And he goes, yeah. I go, well, way to switch the subject, but congratulations, Ryan. I was like, way to turn that around.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's so awkward.
That's awesome.
So did you get to see the puppy?
The puppy was not there. Monty was there. Petey was there. Oh. I think they're waiting because it's young.
Sure.
Bring them out. But Petey and Monty have a good time. They run out on the field afterwards. I'm sure the city loves that we do that. But there was nobody after us, and we have a mascot.
So congratulations to Ryan and his wife.
Ryan and his wife. Yeah, congratulations. Okay, big shout out. They listen to the show, too. So, Ryan, thank you, buddy, for giving me a great laugh last night. And it was good. And we won like 30-7. We mercied him.
Nice.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming out. Take your butt home. Very seriously. But anyway, it was a lot of fun. But I just was like, ooh, gotta get away. Wanna get away? Yeah, you know, that was the situation. So anyway. Always fun times happening out there.
I always got good stories from softball nights.
Great stories. Fantastic. Here we go.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
Good morning.
How's everybody doing?
Oh, great.
Hit the wrong button.
Ah.
Just when you think you're smooth. And then you do that.
No.
Live radio, everybody.
Hi.
Now I'm messing up for making fun of Ryan.
There it is. Yep. There it is.
Did I tell you what a great guy Ryan is?
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. Well, it's a call line. Fun fact. It generally costs between $15,000 and $60,000 to license a song for a movie, a TV show, or like a video game.
Right.
But there's a song out there that costs way more money than that. It's like actually the most expensive song to license. What song do you think off the top of your head it would be?
Now, I've heard rumors about the Eagles being insanely expensive to do it. I think Letterman tried to play it on his show one time and they stopped doing it. And it was going to be like a couple $100,000 or something like that. I think that's what they said, but the Eagles, I think, are very hard to license.
Do you have a guess at all?
I would say a song from the Beatles.
Mm.
The most expensive song to license for a TV show or a video game is this.
Wow.
$500,000 wow. It costs to use AC/DC's Thunderstruck. They used it in Varsity Blues. They paid $500 back in 1999 Daddy's Home, The Longest Yard, Iron Man, Battleship. AC/DC has cleaned house with this song.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kidding.
And think about the Lightning. They probably had to pay a bunch of money to use
they
it
play
as well.
It every game.
To, okay, but hold on. Do you have to license something if you're just playing something over a PA and you're not using it as a promotion? That's what I'm trying to figure out, if that's a whole different thing.
Well, I'm sure
thing.
They pay some kind of fees for ASCAP fees or something.
I'm sure they have to.
But AC/DC's Thunderstruck is the most expensive song to license to play for anything.
Wow. So they would not have picked that song.
No.
Isn't that awesome?
It's a great song.
Good for
them.
Wow. That's your Caroline fun fact.
I love that. Chew on that for a little bit today. Ooh. Be careful playing it. If anybody hears it, they may charge you. All right, coming up, Brandy 715, a second date update.
Time now for the 715 Hummus second date update on 99.5 QYK.
All right, that was Tim McGraw right there. 7,500 OBO tickets for him coming up at 8:25. Right now, it's our 7:15 second date update, and we got Lance on the phone. Good morning, Lance. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. We're glad you're on the show. We want to hear about this girl Nicole that you wrote us about.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, we went on a date. It was like a Sunday fun day kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I took her to the Brick House to watch the Rays game.
Oh, nice.
You know, have some drinks. And, yeah, we had a great time. It was pretty casual. It was a fun time. And, I don't know, afterwards, I don't know, I kind of gave her a hug. It was, you know, nothing too much. And I just figured, hey, you know what, we'll see you again soon. She was like, oh, totally. You know, we kind of made tentative plans, nothing solid. And anyway, I was texting her, like, the next day. And she wasn't responding. And then, like, the following day when I texted her, like, it went green. So, like, I was like, oh, that's a little weird.
It went green, you said?
Yeah, like, the text went green.
Did she block you?
I don't think so. Nothing happened. I can't even imagine why, but
okay. It
was a little odd.
Okay.
And I don't know if it was, like, something up with her phone or something. I don't know. And when I look back, I just can't even think of anything that could have happened. So, I don't really know.
Now, how did you guys meet?
Oh, we met on Bumble.
Okay.
Okay, so there was an
app. We met on Hinge.
Actually, you met on Hinge. That sounds like you're on a couple different apps there, Val.
Hinge, Bumble, Tinder.
Throwing out a big net, huh?
It was fun.
Online.
Yeah.
All
right. And so the date ended with what? Did you guys go together? Did you guys go separately? How did you guys get there?
No, we went separately, our own, you know, yeah.
And
but
then
I figure,
you said,
hey, let me call in. Like, you guys can try to figure out what happened.
Okay,
you're bring in the pros.
Yeah, we'll do our best. But how did you leave the date? Like, was it like, hey, I'll see you again? Or
yeah, no, totally. It was like, oh, we'll see you again. And it was pretty.
Said they hugged.
Yeah,
something. Well, let's do this. We're gonna put you on hold. We're gonna try to track down Nicole for you. Okay.
Okay, great.
All right, hang on. Trying to help out Lance this morning on the 7:15 second date update. Few things pop up when he described his date. Actually, what happened after the date, he said he texted her after they went to the Brick House. They had a little Sunday fun day. They watched the Rays game. And then he tried to, like, maybe set up another date a couple days later. Got no response. Then another day later, hit her up, and it went green. So iPhone messages that were blue now are green.
I thought that just meant, though, that it's a text. And it's
well, that could be one thing. You're right. It could be that he's not in an area that he gets good service.
That
sometimes it goes through green.
Yeah. Like, that's green. People are blocking me.
But I also thought it could mean that someone blocked you as well. So and the fact that she's not responding at all, that you still would get the text.
Yeah.
Even if it was green. So we're trying to figure out what's going on with Nicole. We're going to call her right now and get her on the phone.
Hello?
Hi, is this Nicole?
Yeah, this is Nicole. Who's
hey,
this?
Nicole, I know this is super random. This is actually JR, Lana, and Kevin over here at 99.5 QYK. How you doing?
Oh, wait, what is this all about?
Well, actually, we want to talk to you about a date you recently went on. Would you have a couple minutes to talk to us? I mean, we would be on the air. We just want to ask you a few questions. You have a couple minutes?
What date? Yeah, what date are you talking about?
We actually want to talk to you about Lance. He said you guys met online. You guys went to Brick House. You guys watched the Rays game for a little Sunday fun day. He was really pumped on the date, and he's trying to set up another one with you. Hasn't heard anything. What's going on?
Oh, yeah, that guy's a creep. Yeah, he made me feel very uncomfortable on that date.
Really?
Creep's not a good word.
He sounds so nice. What happened?
Well, I mean, the date was going fine at first. Like, you know, he's a good-looking guy. We're just kind of hanging out. We did run into some of his coworkers there, and right away he introduced me as his girlfriend to all these different people.
So you're meeting him for the first time on this date. It's the first date, and then you're meeting his coworkers for the first time, and he goes, "Oh, this is my girlfriend, Nicole."
Yeah, it totally rubbed me the wrong way. I was like, I didn't say anything to him in that moment, but I was like, we just met. Why are you telling all these people I'm your girlfriend? And he kind of kept going on about it. Like, anytime, you know, people would ask, or, you know, just throughout the conversation, oh, my girlfriend said this, my girlfriend did that. Oh. And I'm just like, dude, like, are you okay? Like, why are you saying this stuff? And it just got even worse for me. Like, he ended up going to the bathroom, and his female coworkers cornered me, and they started asking me these questions about our relationship. It just put me in such a weird
relationship.
Like, I was so over it.
Yeah, well, that's just what his coworkers think.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, maybe it was just easier to call you a girlfriend because he was like, oh, it's this girl. We just started dating. Maybe he just didn't want you to feel uncomfortable.
Well, I guess that backfired.
No. It was just so creepy. It was awkward. And I felt just kind of like I wanted to get out of there. I didn't know what to do. I was so stuck.
Did you tell the coworkers, like, no, it's not my boyfriend? Or did you just kind of let it go so it wouldn't be a thing?
No, I didn't. Because at that point, I was like, let's just get this over with. Like, I'm just going to divert the conversation, change the topic. I didn't even want to go there.
Yeah, it's a tough spot to be put in. You know what? Lance is actually on the phone with us, Nicole. I want to bring him back on because I get what you're saying. I totally get what you're saying. And I think that might have been a little forward on his part. Lance.
Yeah.
Is that pretty accurate? You were introducing her to your coworkers as your girlfriend when you were literally known her for, I don't know, 40 minutes or whatever?
I mean, it wasn't a big deal, really. It was like a compliment, really. I was just showing her off. And, I mean, what was they going to just say that we just, well, yeah, just
what?
Roll with it.
It was yours to show off. What?
It was casual. I mean, I was just kind of, you know, like, what am I, you know, it's easier than just saying we just met that day. I mean, what am I going to? But just saying, hey, you're my girlfriend. It's not like we were getting married or anything. It was just like a casual thing. Like, hey, it's my girlfriend, you know? I just roll with it.
No.
I don't know why I had to make it so serious.
No, that's ridiculous. I mean, like, come on. How do you think I feel? You should have put yourself in my shoes. That I'm meeting all these new people. Like, I'm not a big extrovert at all. So it was already uncomfortable for me to talk to all these coworkers, and now I have to kind of skirt around the issue that I'm suddenly your new girlfriend, but I don't know anything about you, really.
Yeah, Lance, do you see that would be a tough spot for her?
Well, I mean, I was just kind of bragging about her. It was kind of, like I said, just roll with it. You know, it wasn't really that big of a deal. I mean, like I said, it was easier than just saying, hey, getting too complicated about how we just met that day and this whole thing, you know. Oh, yeah, this is our first date. I mean, that's just complicated as well. I mean, might as well just keep it simple. Hey, it's my girlfriend, you know? Just keep it casual.
No. Where are you at on this, Lana? Would you have been uncomfortable?
If somebody was calling me his girlfriend in front of people, and it was our first date, absolutely.
Yeah, I got to feel the same way.
Yeah, I mean, because you don't even know how you feel about him. You know, if it's
you don't know him.
You don't know him, and you're just like, I don't know what kind of person he is or what these people even think of him. You know, coworkers, you hang out with each other because you kind of have to, not because you want to sometimes.
Thanks a lot, Lana. We're all right here. Gee whiz.
Thanks for throwing it out there.
I'm pretty sure I drove you home the other night. You and Paul, for crying out loud. I'm trying to be a good friend over here. Jeez. Well, listen, I have a question, too, to clear something else up. Nicole, do you have Lance's number blocked? The reason I asked is he said his text started going green to you.
At this point, yes, I have blocked his number. I don't want him to contact me anymore.
You know, I don't think it's going to... Listen, Lance, if Nicole has blocked your phone number, I don't think she's looking for another date. I will ask her anyway. Nicole, do you think you could hit the reset button on this? He now knows you were bothered by that. Would you want to see him again?
Everything he did, everything was super inappropriate. So, no, I don't want another date.
Well, Lance, you heard the lady. She is not interested in another date. I'm sorry we couldn't make one happen for you. I guess you just kind of put her in a bad spot in her mind, and it was too much for her.
Yeah, I guess. Sounds like it. All right.
Well, thanks for your time today, guys. You guys both have a great day, okay?
Sorry it didn't work out.
All right, bye.
Okay.
I mean, first of all, if you run into your friends or your coworkers or whoever, and let's say you're her, and you have to meet a bunch of different people after you're just on a first date with somebody, that's already a tough situation.
Like, right, and it just seems like he was trying to impress these people right. by giving them false information. I mean,
yeah, that's
they obviously know he doesn't, well, maybe they don't know, but I mean, usually your coworkers pretty much know what's going on, you know, especially if you meet somebody new, you're right. talking about him all the time. And all of a sudden he just shows up and has this girl. Oh, she's my girlfriend.
All right, what do you guys think about this? 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. Blake Shelton, come back as a country boy, 995 QIK. JR, Lana, Kevin here, talking about our 715 second date update between Nicole and Lance. Seemed like a very casual, fun Sunday. Fun day. They went to Brick House to watch the Rays game. When they got there, I don't know if he had this planned, by the way. I didn't even think about this.
Mm-hmm.
They did run into some co-workers of Lance, and immediately Lance introduced Nicole. Now, remember, this is their first date. Introduces Nicole as his girlfriend. Oh, yeah, this is my girlfriend, Nicole.
Right, and Nicole's just kind of like, I'm... But she didn't say anything because she's like, well, now this is awkward because if I explain, no, I'm not his girlfriend, then it's going to be like, well, why'd you say his girlfriend? Then she goes, then it's just going to get into too much. So she just kind of rolled with it, but he felt very uncomfortable. He shouldn't have done that.
He saw no problem with that. He's like, oh, I was just trying to, you know, make it fine. Just kind of roll with it.
I didn't know, make it easy.
Instead of explaining everything. So we put her in a bad spot. She felt uncomfortable. She was actually cornered by some of the females, co-workers, and like, hey, what's the deal? How'd you guys meet? This and that. And she was like, whoa. I feel like I'm lying just to get through this date. So,
right.
Very interesting approach by Lance. I want to get your reactions right now. Heather, what do you think?
It was a little creepy. He should have gotten a puppy and shown that off, not a woman. He could have introduced her as just my friend. You know, I mean, not a girlfriend.
Yeah, you know, he said right. He was trying to show her off and she should feel good about that. His response was, or her response was, I'm not yours to show off. I mean, just let people figure it out for themselves that she's a cool person yeah. and that's my friend or whatnot. Like, putting her in that spot, especially when she's meeting his coworkers for the first time, that's definitely painting someone in a corner.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling, Heather. Have a great day.
Bye, Heather.
Thank you. You too.
All right, we got Paul in St. Pete. Paul, what do you think?
I don't know what is going on with that guy. What is he hiding like? Is he trying to tell everybody he has a girlfriend when he never did or something?
Kind of seems that way. Like, he's, like, playing it off that this is his girlfriend when she's like, no, I'm not. I just met.
Right. Totally uncomfortable for her, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
He made the right decision.
A weird approach.
I would have blocked him, but I would have just told him that was wrong, for sure.
Yeah. I don't blame her at all.
Well, I think maybe she blocked him because she was thinking, okay, wait, if he did that on a first date,
what's he
now
gonna do
what
second,
am I going to
yeah.
get from this
yeah,
person?
What's
so.
Next?
Yeah. All right. Well, Paul, thanks for calling, man. Have a great day.
You guys do the same.
All right. Megan and Wiggywatchy, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you, JR and Lana?
I'm doing great. What are your thoughts?
So, I don't know. I mean, I feel like maybe he shouldn't have introduced him, you know, her, obviously, as his girlfriend, but she could have also, you know, spoken up and said, hey, you know, just made light of the fact and been like, yeah, you know, well, actually, this is our first date, so, you know, maybe don't go that far. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, but dramatic. How uncomfortable, though, for her to be sitting there and he's like, yeah, this is my girlfriend, and she's like, just met the guy.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what he was trying to prove.
Well, when it's all her friends, too, if she corrects him in front of them or corrects them or, you know, tells them the truth, that changed the whole dynamic of the day. Then he's got to explain himself. Then it's going to come back to her. And I feel like that would have been a whole next level of uncomfortableness.
So she had to roll with it. She kind of got put on the spot.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it was a tough situation. But if it were me, I would have spoken up and said something.
Yeah.
You know, just make light of the fact.
Yeah.
And then maybe she wouldn't have had to block him. And then maybe it wouldn't have made all of his coworkers, like, pull her aside awkwardly and continue to, like, press her on the issue.
Yeah. Well, Megan's not having it. Lana's mm-hmm. not having it. I appreciate you calling. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks so much.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, like I said, you're going to kind of compound the problem. I get people speaking up, and I think some people would. But I think with Nicole, she was like, okay, I'm already in this situation. I'm just going to shut up and hopefully this goes by fast.
Right, right.
And I don't want to answer any more questions than I'm already answering.
Because now, by then, it's just making it too awkward. So,
all right. Well, if you missed it, it's going to be up on our Instagram and Facebook page a little bit later, 8 o'clock. We got a keyword worth $500. But coming up in 6 minutes, a weird thing that happened at a salon. Lana, this sounds like something from Lana Drama. But it is awesome. 6 minutes away on 995 QIK. It's our I Feel Good story. Keyword worth $500 coming up for you at 8 o'clock. But right now,
I feel good.
And I feel good story for you out of West Palm. Yeah, I mean, You're going to be able to relate to this, I guess, Lana, more than Kevin and I will. So I love this story and can only imagine everything that went down.
Okay, so think about this. You're at a hair salon. You're getting color put in your hair. And we all know that those of us who have color have put in our hair. It's on a time limit. You got to make sure and check it. You can't leave color in your hair.
Is this where you see the ladies under like the heat thing?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, you're under there because you can only leave it under there for a little bit of time. Well, a fire breaks out at the hair salon. And you're the girl who's got color, so you got to go out. You got to get out of the hair salon. Here comes the fire, you know, the fire crew, and they're coming in and putting out the fire. Thankfully, you know, the salon and everything was okay. But you're like, hello, I've got color in my hair. If you leave this in here too long, it's not going to look good.
And with the fire, it's probably activating it even more, right? With the heat?
Could be. It actually does. That's why they put you under the dryer. Well, since the building had to be evacuated and everything, the firefighters, the girl, lady's like, I have to rinse her hair. It's very important. The hair salon, you know, she's like, I got to rinse her hair. So the firefighters actually hooked a hose up so that the woman could get her hair.
A fire hose?
A fire hose, rinse her hair to get the color out. And somebody caught it on video. So what you're listening to right now is the woman sitting in the chair. They're out like in the parking lot and the fire truck is hooked up to the hose and she's getting her hair rinsed.
This is a first. What you have to do when the building catches on fire and clients have color in their hair. Thank you, Palm Beach County Fire Department.
How awesome was that?
What a call.
We do need to say, you know, the building's sprinkler system and the fire crew actually put the fire out, so nothing was damaged too bad or hurt. Nobody was hurt. And the woman's hair turned out absolutely beautiful.
All right, so there's a video of this on our Facebook page, and it's hilarious.
It's so funny.
And you got to watch it. I'm sure ladies can relate to this. Who get their hair colored, or men get their hair colored, or whatever.
But I would be freaking out. I'd be like, get this rinsed out now. I mean, what are you going to do?
Now, we know, Kevin, that Lana will not miss a hair appointment.
Oh.
She will not. She's like, I have a hair appointment on this day. I cannot cancel it. Now we know, even if there's a fire, she's not going to miss that. I didn't realize how important it was, Lana, but now we get it. Okay?
Your hair appointment is probably one of the most important appointments that a woman has.
Firefighters. Oh, yeah, I understand the structure's on fire, but this hair?
She's not going to look right.
She's not going to look right. That's awesome. Well, I'm glad everybody's okay. Glad the hair turned out awesome. And I want to
get a good story.
I want to get you hooked up on some money. 8 o'clock, I'll give you a keyword. Sam Hunt, 23.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Cruise Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
I know we've been talking a lot about Tim McGraw concert coming up. We have Miranda around the corner. We've got BK the same night at the Dallas Bowl. And then, of course, we have Kane Brown. So we have a lot of shows coming up. But don't forget Stockyard. They've got a couple of great shows that are coming up in Newport Richey. Clay Walker is going to be there on May 20th. June 3rd, John Langston. For those of you that came to our guitar pull a couple years ago, he was amazing out at Guitar Pull. And then a new artist in July, Chase Beckham. Okay. He was on American Idol. And before you were like, oh, okay. I actually had a chance to spend some time with him when I went to Nashville in February. I got to tell you, this guy kind of blew me away. I was wow, I had no idea.
Hold on. Sorry, just a name drop. You'll pick that up.
Chase Beckham.
Yep. Oh yeah.
It's really good. He has a lot of really good songs. So definitely places to go check that out. All right, Jason Aldean. He just released his new album, his second part of the double album. It was Macon, Georgia. Well, on the end of it, he's got a couple of live tracks, and he kind of explained why he did that.
You know, maybe people that haven't been to a show, you know, kind of gives them an idea of. You know, what to expect at our show, and people that have been to shows, it's like, you know, brings back memories of them being there and what it was like to be there in the moment. So, and it does that for us. So I think that's one of the cool things about having live tracks out.
And speaking of shows, we got another big one coming up here. Tim McGraw will be at the Amphitheater on the 6th of May. And it's kind of hard-pressed to find a country boy who does not have fond memories of his truck. And, of course, Tim McGraw, he certainly does, too.
I can remember being in a cotton field with everybody's trucks around a bonfire,
and everybody's sort of playing guitars and singing Hank Williams songs or turning the radio up, listening to George Strait or Journey or something like that, wide open. And those are great coming-of-age memories that I have as a teenager driving and listening to music.
By the way, that truck for sale, $7,500 OBO, if you're interested.
What a tie-in.
Wow.
And we'll be giving away tickets to that concert coming up at 8:25, so listen to that. And finally, every time Morgan Wallen puts out a song, I feel like it breaks another record. Well, he just released a song called Don't Think Jesus, mm-hmm. and it debuted at the top of the Billboard Hot Country chart. That's historic. He is now the first artist ever to have three songs debut at number one on that chart. His other two are Wasted on You and Seven Summers.
Good for him.
Every time this guy releases something, and this is not even a single they're even going for. It's just something that, you know, another one of those songs where, hey, I got a song out. Fans, you want to hear it? And he's just throwing music out. Yeah. So it's just amazing that everything that he does is just going zoop straight to the top. There you go. That's your Music Minute.
All right. Thank you, Lana. And like you said, Tim McGraw tickets coming up next. We're going to play a little game called Or Best Offer. Hang on. Luke Combs, you and this Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK. All right. It's time now to play Or Best Offer for Tim McGraw tickets.
Not only that, Rob, we're going to put you in for that grand prize. You can get upgraded premium seats and experience the Tim McGraw VIP lounge. You get to kind of check in a little bit early. You get some access to all the merchandise and some cool Tim McGraw stuff that you're going to be able to take home with you. So we'll qualify everybody that wins tickets this week.
By the way, if you do, it'd be awesome if you dress as his character from 1883 and showed up at the show. That would be awesome.
I'm still watching that right now.
I know, but wouldn't it be great? Like, oh yeah, I got the VIP experience, and then you show up looking just like him and it's his character.
That'd be
anyway,
cool.
That's your choice. All right, we need caller 9 to play with us. 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. Caller 9, you are playing for Tim McGraw tickets. 55 on 55, 55, 56, 56, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, here's how the game works. I have found a vehicle that is for sale here in the Tampa Bay area. I'm going to read you the description of it. And after we get done with that, you're going to have 15 seconds to guess the price of this vehicle to the nearest hundred. Now, I will tell you this because Tim McGraw's song is 7,500 OBO. It will be between $1,000 and $7,500. You'll make a guess. I'll tell you higher or lower until we get to that amount. And if you do it in 15 seconds, you win Tim McGraw tickets. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Let me tell you about this beautiful vehicle that's for sale. Ladies and gentlemen, a 1978 Ford Pinto.
Yay!
In Tampa, Florida. Here's what the seller said about it. This is a barn find and a solid car. 40,000 original miles, all original. Now, that's all he said. But I got more for you. All right, Erica. Let me just say, this seller is not lying. Baby blue leather with cloth inserts that looks like that fabric on your grandmother's couch that, remember, was not for sitting. All right. All natural dirt visible on the floorboards. If that doesn't get you fired up, the exterior surely will get your motor running. Baby blue paint with beautiful rust spots all over. That is not extra. That is thrown in. And so I say to you, Erica, don't stay pent up. Get out in your 78 Pinto.
Oh, I love it.
All right, here we go. Between $1,000 and $7,500, you have 15 seconds to do it. Are you ready, Erica?
I am ready.
Let's do it. Ready? Go.
6,000.
Lower.
5,500.
Lower.
5,000.
Boom! Right there!
Wow, girl!
You went a little slow for me at the get go. I was a little worried, Erica, but you nailed it. You just won Tim McGraw tickets. You're going to be there May 6th, and also you're qualified for a really cool prize.
Yeah, we're going to put you in the grand prize drawing. You can experience the Tim McGraw VIP lounge. There'll be a cash bar in there. We got Tim's music playing in there. You'll get a poster, an 1883 gift item, and a private VIP check-in.
Oh, wow!
Yeah.
By the way, this Pinto is for sale still, if you're into that, by the way, Erica. But congratulations, you're going to Tim McGraw. Hang on for me, with y'all hooked up, okay?
Thank you.
All right. So your family had a Pinto?
Oh, yeah. We had a 78 Pinto, but, like, we paid $4,000 for ours, so how come it's more expensive listen. Now?
Inflation.
Inflation. People want the Pinto. It's coming back, apparently. I don't know.
Ours was black, and then my dad put, like, a racing stripe or something down the side of it. But
now you're forgetting. It's OBO, so you might be able to get it for $4,000.
Ooh.
That is true.
Give an offer.
Yeah. All right, that was a cool, that's a car I learned to drive on. Ford Pinto.
There you go. You've come a long way to a Tesla. Congratulations. All right, more of those tickets coming up for you at 11 o'clock. We've got to announce our $500 winner. We'll do it next. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK, JR, Lana, an ACMC EMA winner, 24-year radio veteran, the pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers! Woo.
Tomorrow at 6:50 p.m. Yeah. My man, Kevin, will be throwing out the first pitch at the Jesuit baseball game to celebrate his 25-year anniversary or reunion, however you want to call it.
Of graduating.
Of graduating. 97 grad, all right? He also is a USF grad.
Go Bulls.
His name is Kevin Evil. He has what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Well, this is super cool. Busch Gardens Tampa Bay is doing this for military veterans, retired veterans, and three guests. They can enjoy free admission to Busch Gardens from now through July the 10th. This is called the Waves of Honor program, which provides veterans one complimentary single-day ticket plus those three complimentary tickets for guests. You do need to register for tickets by May the 15th, because that's the deal on that. But that's awesome. Four free tickets.
Like $400.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Go enjoy Busch Gardens. New golf and entertainment venue, which is co-owned by Tiger Woods. You know him. So this will be opening Thursday in Sarasota. This is called Pop Stroke. There will be two 18-hole putting courses at Pop Stroke. It combines golf technology and dining to provide a unique experience for guests. It does have a restaurant, rooftop bar, beer garden, playground, and an ice cream parlor. So fun for everybody involved. Grand opening will be Thursday at noon, but normal business hours will be 9 a.m. until midnight, 7 days a week. This will be the third venue in Florida, but the first with a two-story layout. So very cool. And it is located at a University Town Center down in Sarasota. Additional locations, Tampa and Orlando, are going to be opening later this year. That's Pop Stroke. And finally, four of America's top 20 emerging housing markets right here in the Tampa Bay area. So this is according to the Wall Street Journal and Realtor.com. They released their Emerging Housing Markets Index for the spring of this year. Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater, they come in number 19. Sarasota, Bradenton is number 3 on the list. Top 10. These are interesting, by the way. Number one, I'm very surprised at Rapid City, South Dakota is number one on the emerging housing market.
I think because they're giving a lot of incentives for people to move there and work.
Yeah.
Businesses. Probably right. That's why.
Number two is Santa Cruz, Watsonville, California. Just interesting because it's so expensive to live in California. You would think people would be moving away from that. Right. But okay. Then Sarasota, Bradenton, Santa Rosa, California. And number five is Naples. So, yeah. It's kind of interesting.
Yep. Somebody trying to walk into your studio.
That's right. Someone did, and I had to stop them. Like, the light's on. Hello.
The light's on, but nobody's home.
Yeah, so, Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater, number 19, Sarasota, Bradenton.
Your face, man, was unbelievable. Like, how dare you interrupt training in Tampa Bay? That was awesome.
Yeah. All right, and finally, call right now. Caller number 9. Home show is this weekend over at the Florida State Fairgrounds Expo Hall. If you look to remodel, do anything to your house, they got it for you there at the Florida's largest home show. If you would like a four-pack of tickets, 1-800-992-1099, 1-800-992-1099, and that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK, JR, Lana, Kevin. We appreciate the heck out of you for waking up with us every single day. Today, like, 2-3 calls, and I'm telling you this not to pat myself on the back, but to pat you on the back, QIK family. called in to say thank you for what you do.
Yeah, we got a lot of really good calls today.
I was like,
yeah.
Everybody's in a good mood or lying to us or you're paying your friends. I don't know what's happening.
No, but
they were really cool. And thank you for calling. Give us feedback like that. I love it. We're here to entertain you. So hopefully put a smile on your face in some way, shape, or form. And thanks for the feedback. I really, really do appreciate that. And, like, that kind of just echoes what happened at the tailgate and whatnot at Kenny Chesney. People coming up and, you know, knowing Kevin really well, loving the stuff that you do, Lana. It was a lot of fun. So we love.
I was making fun of Paul because that guy's like, Paul! Yeah. Now Paul's famous too now. Yeah. That was so funny.
You calling yourself famous?
No.
Okay. Famous too. Well, geez, I want to go to your house. There's no more calls, by the way. I didn't realize she was going to take it that way.
Sorry, you know what I meant.
I know. Very humbled by that, by the way. So thank you for that feedback. We appreciate you guys when you call in and we hear that we kind of make you smile. So it's definitely worth telling you that. And we, love it.
Yes.
All right, highlight of the show for you, Lana.
Oh, absolutely. The story about the woman who was in the hair salon she had color in her hair.
That's awesome.
And unfortunately, the hair salon started on fire, so they had to evacuate the hair salon. Well, you know, if you're a woman and you got color in your hair, you can only keep it in for so long. So the hairdresser's like, we need to get this color out of her hair now. So they hooked the hose up to the fire truck, and right there in the middle of the parking lot in the street, they rinsed the girl's hair out so she could get the color.
That video is awesome, by the way.
It's great.
On our Facebook page, if you want to watch it yourself. But going above and beyond our first responders. I love that. So good.
Oh, it was a great story.
I just imagine it, like, you know, they're being burned, you know, areas all over the building.
And whatnot, fire trucks everywhere. And there's a girl there getting her hair rinsed.
And most people would be like, oh man, I hope this got salvaged, like going through all the, you know, maybe the rubble or whatever. And she goes, yeah, okay, bye. Good job on that anyway. But this has got to go.
The color. It's been too long.
We're already 10 minutes over time here.
I love that. Love that.
All right. Highlight, Kevin.
It's got to be Lana drama. She had a whole bunch of stuff, but I didn't know that she cut her hand on a broken bottle while about to meet Old Dominion, and then she goes to shake Matt, the lead singer's hand, and had blood running down her hand. How does that even, like, it only could happen to Lana.
I know.
But I didn't even know about it. We saw her after that, and she never said anything about it.
Yeah.
And so it was a nice surprise this morning during a lot of drama.
I had to wrap up my finger because I cut my hand on that bottle, and I was just gushing blood. I was like, oh my gosh, my hand's bleeding.
The only person I know that goes to a meet and greet and then needs an EMT. Amazing. Unbelievable.
Crazy.
All right. Very cool. You know what? I'll just give my highlight. I don't normally do it, but I'll give you my highlight that the Carline fun fact. To license this for a movie, TV show, whatever, you're going to use it in a promotion. I think that's how it works. Mm-hmm. Cost $500,000 is the most expensive song to license.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
$500,000 AC/DC Thunderstruck.
It's the most expensive song, and a lot of movies obviously have done it, so they're making a killing off of this thing.
Crushing it. Well, it's a great song, so I love that. So right now we're about $100,000.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. No, it was very cool. All right. Remember, your Tim McGraw tickets coming up for you at 11 o'clock. Another keyword coming up in about 15 minutes, 10 o'clock. That could get you $500 with a QIK, $500 fill up. We will see you tomorrow, which will be game day.
Woo!
Game day for Kevin, who's going to be throwing out the first pitch at his alma mater. Do you say alumni or alma mater?
Alma mater.
Which would be Jesuit.
I'm an alumni of the school.
There you
gotcha.
Go.
Okay.
Whatever. Throwing out the first pitch tomorrow. We'll be talking about it. We'll be practicing, seeing how he feels about this. He was a little nervous yesterday, feel a little more confident today. Game day. Jitters? Will it happen? We'll find out. All right. We'll see you tomorrow.
Excited.
Good day and have a great day.
Hey, Shar, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.